Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, in John 15:4-5, Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, that's both us in him, and he in us, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," now listen, "without me, you can do nothing." John 15:4-5. Back in September of this year, Karen and I and five other friends spent 7 days, visited 6 cities, traveled over 2,300 miles in Ukraine. When given the opportunity to minister the Word of God, my messages were taken from the end of verse 5, "For without me ye can do nothing." Last year, Karen and I visited Ukraine twice, matter of fact, and some churches that we ministered in were looking to God to be saved from the Russian horde. Their faith and their hope for safety was firmly planted and abiding in Christ. But this year, and we went to one of the same churches, that was not the case. This year, the churches that we ministered in had not their faith in Christ, but in the power of the Ukrainian military. I told them that they have forgotten the words of Jesus, "For without me you can do nothing." They smiled and thanked me for my observation, but their response to the Word of God only highlighted their lack of spiritual discernment and hope. Not in Christ, their hope not in Christ, but in their nationalism. That they were not abiding in the vine, they were not abiding in Christ. So, what does it mean to abide in Christ? Now, this is a very important question, my friend, because if you read the passage like the one in John 15, it is clear that doing so is the meaning by which we live the Christian life. The Greek word translated abide means to live in, to remain as one, to be held or to be kept. The intended meaning in Scripture becomes all the more clear once we realize that a believer is joined to the Lord and made one spirit with Him. We saw that in 1 Corinthians 6:17. That spiritual union is the resurrection life union with Jesus Christ. Well, let me say that again. That spiritual union is the resurrection life union with Jesus Christ. It is the union on which we must abide in by faith. We are to live in and out from Jesus Christ as our life. Let me say that again. We are to live in and out from Jesus Christ as our life. Now, we must abide in Christ by faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. Paul writes to the church of Ephesus in Ephesus 2:8-10, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that's not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." We are not saved by working for God. Let me say that again. We are not saved by working for God. Oh, no. Salvation is a free gift from God. But after we are saved, God expects us to get to work. James said it this way in James 2:17-18. "Even so, faith, if it is has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say that thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." If we are saved, then we can do good works, God works. If not, then we are trying to earn our salvation, which, my friend, we cannot do by working, paying our tithes, singing in the choir, cutting the grass, helping the pastor, and doing all of those things, thinking we're doing those for God. Oh no, my friend. Open up your spirit here. But what does it mean to abide in Christ or live in and out from Christ? Well, in plain language, it means to live as if the truth is the truth. Let me say that again. To abide in Christ means that we live as the truth is the truth. It means to live with certainty that what Jesus has promised is true. Do you believe that Christ is in you, my friend? No. No, I really mean that question. Do you really believe that Jesus, the Son of God, one-third of the Trinity, really lives within your spirit? You know, most Christians do not believe this. That's right. Most Christians do not believe that Jesus abides in us, or tabernacles in us, or dwells in us. Oh, no. Well, if so, then that should result in a walk of faith. Let me say that again. If Christ lives within us, then that should result in a walk of faith. Now, that might seem like an oversimplification, but so many Christians walk through life waiting for God to do something to prove to us that what He says is in fact true. Many Christians wait for God to act upon them, to sort of make them feel like something is, you know, spiritually, inwardly, and then they try to muster up something out of themselves, boy, does that sound familiar, as proof that Christ lives within them, or worse, they want signs and wonders as proof that God is faithful. We may not actually put these attitudes into words, but this is how many Christians, I would say most Christians, try walking with the Lord, searching for their salvation from their sin. You know, if you walk with Christ for very long, you're going to discover something that God is not, repeat, not going to continually prove Himself to us. God does not need to prove Himself to us. He may do this a little in the beginning to get us moving, but it will not be long until God stops giving us a blessing to keep us on the line. God wants us to believe Him, not because there is something about ourselves that proves He is faithful, but He wants us to believe Him because He is faithful despite us. And because Christ has already done everything there needs to be done for us to abide in Him. Now, this leaves only one thing we must do, and that is to believe. God will not believe for us. Let me say that again. God will not believe for us, nor will He, repeat, not act upon us and cause us to believe as many denominations will teach. Oh no, the believing in Jesus and all He did for us is our responsibility. That's right. And to do this, He will reveal to us the truth. If, again, the most important word in the Bible, if we will only open ourselves to God for whatsoever it takes, we will come to both recognize the truth as the truth, and we'll be able to, that's right, believe. For example, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, we read earlier, as well as other places in the Scriptures, that we are told that Jesus Christ is in us, that we are joined to Him in spirit. Now, that is a basic principle indeed. But do we believe this? But if we cannot sense Him, what if we have no experience of this as truth? What if we do not understand how this could possibly be? Well, the answer is that we must bypass all of these emotional misgivings and begin at the starting point of faith. That's right, the starting point of faith. Begin by believing what God has said in His Word, and then all else will fall into place in time, my friend. It will all fall into place in time. Next week, more on this fourth foundational truth, abiding in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week to come, and that the Lord is working in your life in this new year, and you are coming to understand these critical foundational principles of who God is and how much He loves us, and how much He wants us to abide in Him. Because at the end of the day, without Him, we can do nothing. God bless. More next week.